people.
Uh-huh.
Her name would be Sally and my name would be Susie, and we'd go start, you know,
uh-huh,
acting crazy and talk to one another just like colored people.
Uh-huh.
She said, no, it wouldn't do, and that's been a long time ago, she said, it wouldn't do if we had somebody had a tape recorder in that other room and listen to those crazy gals, she'd say. She's 63.
Uh-huh.
She said, listen to those crazy gals. I said, no, I wouldn't want nobody to hear what we talking about, mocking colored people. But said, well, we hear you all talking. Said, I thought it was two colored people and come in and see what it was.
Oh,
oh mercy.
Boy. That's really
good. Mm.
Oh, again, let me get, now, if there's a day, the day when there's a lot of fog, you'd call that day a...
Oh, foggy.
Mm-hmm. Now, if there was no rain for just weeks and weeks, you say you're having a...
Drought.
Mm-hmm. And if the wind has been real gentle and then it's gradually getting stronger and stronger, mm-hmm, you say the wind is
rising, mm-hmm, getting stronger.
Exactly.
Either one.
Right.
Either
yeah.
one.
Mm-hmm. And if it's just the opposite and the wind's been strong and it's getting weaker and weaker.
Calm. Mm-hmm.
And now, like on a morning in the fall when you first go outdoors and you find it's cold, but not bad cold. You say you
cool.
feel good. Yeah,
cool.
You say, and you might say, well, it's just a little bit
too cool, or it is a little cool, or.
Would you ever say it's
no.
chilly?
Yes, ma'am.
Use it like that. Mm-hmm.
Either one with what we use.
Yeah, would be
either
yeah.
one. But you want the answer you want.
Oh, I don't care. I just want what you
well,
say. That's what I'm interested. Now, if it was cold enough to kill the tomatoes and flowers and things, you'd say, well, last night we had a...
frost.
Mm-hmm.
That's what my son told me to do the other day. He said, Mama, when it gets cold enough for a frost, then you go have your shots for the flu. That won't hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we did last winter, and it liked to kill us both.
Oh, really?
Those shots.
We
can't hardly take them anymore, either one of us.
Oh.
We can't do it.
Well, now, you might say, if it was cold weather, you say, now, it was so cold last night that the water in the pond
froze.
And if it gets much colder tonight, the pond might
freeze over.
Might freeze over. Now, before I got out there, it had already
frozen.
And you know what they call a pond, like when the... Well, when it freezes, but it doesn't freeze real solid, they call that kind of ice.
And,
You ever heard them call it mush ice?
No, ma'am, I haven't.
No, ma'am,
I've never heard
it. I bet it doesn't ever get that cold.
No. Yeah. Oh, mercy, yes. It gets cold enough here. My water pipe sometimes bursts, even wrapped.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. Mm. Mm. Yes, ma'am. Now, we haven't had too much of that. Lately, we've had mild winters.
Mm-hmm.
We just had one bad spell last winter, and it was the 1st of January, and no more. Just a light snow and freeze.
Mm-hmm.
Stayed on the ground 3 or 4 days, and that was it. But we used to have things that stayed on the ground, snow and ice, for 6 weeks at a time when my daughter was a baby in 1916.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was awful. But and the winters are getting milder here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I've noticed that too back home. That it seems
mm-hmm.
to me they're getting.
Mm-hmm.
Now when if what in, like in this house here, what do you call this room?
Living room.
You call it the living room. Now in the old days, what would they call a room like this?
Front room.
Front room. Uh huh.
Front room.
Now in talking about the ceilings in houses, like. Or the